Sirach, chapter 14. Blessed is the common man whose mouth has not grieved him, and whose heart would not bring judgment on him. Blessed is the man whose soul has not reduced him, and whose hope has not ceased. To the small of heart, riches are not seemly. And to the man who has an evil eye, gold is not seemly. He who withholds from his soul will gather for another, and a stranger will squander his good things. He who is evil to his soul, to whom will he do good? And he will not meet with his good things. He who is evil to his soul, none is more evil. And with him is the reward for his evil. In the eye of him who stumbles, his portion is little. And he who takes the portion of his fellow man, wastes his own portion. The eye of him with an evil eye pounces on his bread. And there is turmoil at his table. My son, do good to yourself if you have the means. And prosper according to the power of your hand. Remember that death does not tarry. And the statute to Sheol has been told to you. Before you die, do good to a friend. And give to him according to your means. Do not withhold from the good things of a day. And in what was acquired, do not pass by. Will you not forsake your strength to another? And your labor to those who cast lots? Give and take, and enjoy your soul. For there is no seeking of delight in Sheol, all flesh becomes old like a garment. And the everlasting statute is, you will surely die. As a budding leaf on a green tree. Where one withers and another springs up. So are the generations of flesh and blood. One dies and one is weaned. All his works will surely rot. And the work of his hands will draw after him. Blessed is the common man who studies in wisdom. And who looks into understanding. Who puts her ways on his heart. And who considers her understandings. Going out after her in search. And lurking at all her entrances. Who looks forth through the window. And is attentive at her doors. Who encamps round about her house. And then brings his tent pegs into her wall, and stretches out his tent next to her. And then stays a good neighbor. And puts his nest in her foliage. And resides in her branches. And takes refuge in her shadow from the heat. And stays in her dwelling places.